In early February, a first-year student at the University of Vermont died after passing out in a snowbank. Connor Gage attended two frat parties the night of his death. He died of hypothermia and acute alcohol intoxication. UVM quickly suspended all fraternity activity and started an investigation, which is still ongoing at this time. Burlington police also investigated. However, they've closed the case, ruling Gage's death an accident. Police did not charge the fraternities with any crimes. VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors has been covering this story, and he joins me now. Hi, Liam.
Hi.
The Burlington police report on Gage's death provides more details about the events leading up to his death. Can you walk us through what that document says?
The documents paint a picture of an evening and show that Connor Gage was looking to make friends and was going out to sort of meet people at college. It was in his first year. Here's Burlington Police Detective Tom Chenette.
He was really looking to some folks that he had just met from the fraternity to really help make some friends on campus. It's very, very tragic.
On the night of February 1st, Gage went out to a party with some people he met, and the first place they went was at a house. It was a party put on by Delta Tau Delta, which is a fraternity on campus. So they were there for a bit, and police say it was a low-key event. There was some drinking, but not any kegs or forced drinking at that. And then Gage and some folks left and went to a second party at another frat house, this one Alpha Epsilon Pi put on. And they were there until about 12:45 in the morning, police say.
So what happened after Gage left that second party?
So he left the party with a group of people that he went to the party with, and that group of people went back to campus. They called an Uber, actually. And so at this point, Gage went by himself back to the first house to try to get his backpack, and he was walking roughly in the right direction, but not exactly. And when he realized that he was, you know, down this street that was pretty quiet, not a lot of, you know, people on it, not a lot of things going on, and he tried to turn around in a parking lot, but he ran into this fence. And police say he tried to get over it, but he couldn't get over it, and he laid down in the snow, which is where he was found the next morning.
So Burlington police closed the investigation, and they ruled Gage's death an accident and didn't charge either of the fraternity houses that he went to that night. But UVM is still investigating what happened. So what are they looking at?
They're looking at this incident, and they're looking to see if any campus rules were violated by the fraternities. I should note that one of the fraternities, Alpha Epsilon Pi, actually has been suspended by UVM for a number of years. UVM actually doesn't recognize that fraternity anymore due to some hazing and alcohol violations back in 2014. But there are still UVM students that are a part of it because the national chapter recognizes it. So UVM is still looking at both of these fraternities to see if any campus rules were broken. And Vice Provost for Student Affairs Annie Stevens told me that their investigation is broader than what police examined.
Were people encouraged to, even though it might not be forced to, but were they encouraged to drink? What was the scene at both of these organizations, you know, houses? What was happening? Who was there? So we'll want to know a lot about what happened.
And I reached out to the national chapters of both these fraternities, and they gave me written statements saying that they're cooperating with the investigations.
And Liam, you also spoke to Gage's mother, Dorothy, for this story. What did she tell you?
Well, she told me that one of the things that is really upsetting to her is that Connor was alone that night, that he was out with some folks, and when they parted ways, they, you know, Connor went off by himself. And that's one of the things she says that she's upset about, though she did say she doesn't blame anyone. So much went wrong that night. She says that, you know, it really wouldn't do her any good to be blaming people.
That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks.
Thanks.